Philadelphia is poised to become the first city to create a place to inject heroin and opioids under medical supervision. However, one major unknown is starting a big debate. What would the feds do? WHYY's Bobby Allen reports that one legal scholar says he found a loophole that can protect the so-called safe injection site.
There's this obscure rule in the federal 1970 Controlled Substances Act that basically says if an undercover cop buys drugs, the officer won't be prosecuted by the feds, even though buying the drugs is technically breaking the law. Alex Kreit is a drug policy expert at Thomas Jefferson School of Law in San Diego. He wrote a textbook on the Controlled Substances Act.
There's a pretty strong argument that could be made that it would provide immunity to states and localities and their officials to set up something like a safe injection facility.
The idea behind a safe injection site is to have medical staff on hand who could prevent overdose deaths and also to help users connect with detox services. Kreit says Philadelphia officials can pass a local law backing such a facility and then ask a federal judge to block the feds from shutting it down, citing the immunity rule.
Pretty clear under the law that you do need to have some local or state, you know, law, ordinance, something on the books to say we are enforcing this provision of local law.
Opioid-fueled drug overdoses are believed to have killed more than 1,200 people in Philadelphia last year, and city leaders are moving closer to taking the controversial step of opening a safe injection site. If the city does, will there definitely be a federal crackdown?
I can't say that.
That's Pat Trainer. He's a spokesman for the Drug Enforcement Agency's Philly Field Office.
We are, as a federal law enforcement agency, we are tasked with going after the biggest and most complex drug trafficking organizations that are out there that are supplying the city.
If the feds do come after the site, some other legal experts say Kreit's loophole is not likely to work. Bob Reinstein is a law professor at Temple University.
I don't see any way around the federal government having the power to close this down and arrest everybody who's involved.
The best bet for the facility, Reinstein says, is for the city to convince the feds to take a hands-off approach for public health reasons. But he says convincing U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions of this will be a very tough political sell. Bobby Allen, WHYY News.